Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. For this week, because of Rosh Hashanah, I would like to focus on Rosh Hashanah rather than strictly on the Parsha, although there is, of course, a Parsha this week, Parshas Ha'azinu, but because we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to focus on that and the Torah reading on Rosh Hashanah. Particularly, the Torah reading that we have on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where we read about Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. The simple understanding of why we read the binding of Isaac on Rosh Hashanah is because of the fact that the binding of Isaac is a source of tremendous great merit for the Jewish people for all time. In fact, it is perhaps the greatest merit that the Jewish people have to their credit, that sacrifice of Avram, of Abraham, and of Yitzchak, of Isaac, of Abraham to offer up Isaac on the altar, to be willing to offer him up on the altar. And although God at the last second, through an angel, told him to take him off the altar, but the fact that he was willing to sacrifice his son is a source of tremendous merit and something that we want to recall on Rosh Hashanah. If you pay attention during the section of the Musaf Shemona Esrei called Zichronos, Remembrances, there is a very great focus on God remembering the Akedah, the binding of Isaac. I'd like to share with you, though, a deeper understanding of the great merit and of how it really does connect in a very great way, in a very deep way, to the idea of Rosh Hashanah. In truth, one can ask, why is it such a great source of merit that Avram was willing to sacrifice his son up on the altar? True, it is an act of great sacrifice, but people throughout history, not just of the Jewish nation, have been willing to sacrifice themselves or those close to them in the name of their religion, for the sake of what they believe in. And so that being the case, why is Abraham's sacrifice, his willingness to offer his son, above and beyond anything else that has ever happened in history? And the answer is, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman points this out, and we'll just expand a little bit on what he says, that this was not just about Avram offering his son, but rather it was about Avram offering everything that he had spent his entire life doing. That is because Avram's entire purpose in life was to bring God's name into the world, to perpetuate the work that he had done of bringing God into the world, to found a nation that would become God's light unto the other nations, to found a people who would be God's messengers in the world. This is evidenced by the fact that at one point after Abraham went to war against the four kings, and he was concerned that perhaps he would be held accountable for those whom he had killed during that war, God tells him, Avram, don't worry, your reward is very great, meaning you have a great reward in the world to come. To which Avram basically replies, so what? I don't have any children. Rabbi Wasserman points out that God's promise to Avram of a great world to come, our purpose of life, of creation, our entire goal of living in this world is to get to the world to come, to Avram was unimportant compared to the fact that he did not have a son. And the idea behind it is not merely a child, but it's a child who would carry on his work, who would continue to found that nation, the Jewish people. And this was Avram's entire life's work. It was his entire raison d'etre, was to found a nation who would be God's people, God's light unto the nations, a nation who would bring God's word to the world and God's presence to the world. And here God tells him, after an entire lifetime of work, I want you to take that future, your entire life's work, put it up on the altar. Not to mention the fact that what he had been preaching his entire life, the idea of a single God, an invisible God, a loving, good, kind God, which was so opposed to the idolatry of the times, where people encouraged human sacrifices and cruelty in the name of the idolatry, in the name of the paganism that they believed in. And here Avram would go ahead and sacrifice his son on the altar, would also destroy his entire life's work. And so Hashem was basically telling Avram, I want you to put yourself on the altar, in a sense. Because Avram's entire persona, his life's work, everything he had done, everything he had wanted to do, everything he had invested so much in, his entire life was going to be put on that altar. How many people can really say that they would be willing to do that? Not just to give up one's own life or the life of a loved one or someone close to him or her, but rather to give up one's essence, one's entire identity for God. That is a tremendous sacrifice. That's a tremendous level, and that's the merit that we look to and that we try to emulate. And really that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is the idea of recognizing that ultimately God is the king and we are merely here to do his bidding. And this lesson is taught to us by Avram, who had spent his entire life serving God and bringing God's name into the world. But when God told him, I want you to throw all that away. I want you to sacrifice your entire life's work up on the altar. He didn't ask any questions. Avram went ahead unquestioningly, even though it made absolutely no sense, even though it contradicted other statements God himself had made to him. He didn't ask any questions. He completely nullified himself to God's will, and he put Isaac up on the altar. The rest, as they say, is history. And we too on Rosh Hashanah need to try to strive to reach this level. That no matter how much we think we know, no matter how smart we think we may be, no matter how morally advanced we think we may be, but ultimately God is the one who has the final word. God is the one calling the shots. And on Rosh Hashanah, as we proclaim God King, what we need to try to recognize and live is that ultimately we are here to do God's will, whether we understand it or not, and though we can try to understand it as much as we can and try to live it as much as we can, ultimately we need to do God's will, whether we agree with it or not, whether it makes sense to us or not, but to recognize that He is the King, He is the Creator, and we need to do His will. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a good Yom Tov, a Ksiv V'Chasima Tova, a happy and healthy New Year, a Shana Tova, and a good Kibben Shtiyar, a happy and healthy New Year, and a good Shabbos.